USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
At least three people are dead after a boat capsized Sunday off the coast of San Diego. Officials say the vessel hit a reef offshore and broke apart in bad weather. Rescuers say up to 30 people were aboard the boat and nearly two dozen were hospitalized. Jeff Stevenson of U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they believe the boat was being used in human trafficking.
Every indication from our perspective is that this was a smuggling vessel used to smuggle migrants into the United States legally. We haven't confirmed the nationality of the people involved, but our agents are with many of them at the hospital. And the man who we believe was the operator, agents are with them, and the suspected smuggler, but the investigation is still unfolding.
And the State Department is denying reports of a prisoner swap with Iran. Iranian state TV announced Sunday that a deal had been reached for the release of four Americans in exchange for billions of dollars. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Many areas across the country have seen COVID restrictions slowly rolled back as vaccination rates increase. The CDC says that more than 245 million doses have been administered, with more than 104 million Americans now fully vaccinated. So how long will it take for the whole country to fully reopen? Infectious disease expert and senior scholar at Johns Hopkins University, Dr. Amesh Adalja, says there are many signs pointing to soon. He tells Fox News that as more people get vaccinated, it makes it easier to lift those restrictions.
We've gotten to a point where we've got at least 30% of the U.S. population fully vaccinated, plus some population level immunity, and you definitely have a change in the hospitals in terms of hospital capacity concerns, ICU beds, people who are getting severely ill. And I do think that gives you flexibility to start to pull back on mitigation measures and do it safely. As more people get vaccinated, it becomes easier. But I think we're looking good as we go into the summer with COVID-19 being controlled to a much greater degree in this country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Discussions continue on Capitol Hill over President Biden's more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan. The president urged lawmakers to pass that during an address to a joint session of Congress last week. Senate Republicans have countered with a $568 billion proposal they say is narrowly tailored to physical infrastructure, unlike the president's plan. Senator John Barrasso says the president's proposals will lead to a massive tax increase. The Wyoming Republican tells ABC's This Week the parts of the bill that are the sticking point for him.
Well, it's the trillions and trillions of dollars of reckless spending. When I look at this, this is a staggering amount of spending, like someone with a new credit card. And these are for things that we don't necessarily need. We certainly can't afford, but they're going to delight the liberal left of the party. It seems to me that this is a cradle-to-grave role of government, whether it's paying for child care for everyone, college, free college for everyone, and ultimately someone's going to have to pay for this. It's almost creating an addiction to spending. So it's either massive new debt to China, as well as massive taxing, probably the largest tax increase in 50 years.
And it will take a runoff election to determine who will replace the late Congressman Ron Wright in Texas's 6th Congressional District. In a special election on Saturday, 23 candidates were vying to replace Wright, with two Republicans taking the most votes, but no candidate crossing the 50% threshold, forcing a runoff. Wright's widow, Susan Wright, and Texas State Representative Jake Elsey will face off to complete Wright's term. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.